Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I didn't want the story to slip by. Gary just had it in his newscast. But you remember the state Senate, Republicans and Democrats alike, not all the Republicans, thank goodness, voted to censure Senator Amanda Chase. And look, Amanda Chase is a fighter. She is not scared to go get into a tussle with people. I mean, I think maybe she could recalibrate when she's willing to throw a punch, to be honest with you. But unlike some people, she's not scared to go out and call things as she sees it. And I think there are a lot of people in Richmond who are still playing this little costume party, tea party thing, where they're afraid to be too blunt. And I admire the fact that she's not willing to just be quiet and play along with everybody else. So I was really ticked when they censured her. I think the Democrats were way out of line, especially with the conniving manipulation and deceit on display in some of their caucus. I mean, do we need to go through the list of people who have behaved badly, from the lieutenant governor to the president of the Senate? I'll spare you that list, but talk to me sometime if you want it. She filed suit to get the censure thrown out, I guess. Tim Anderson, who is also running for the House of Delegates, the remarkable attorney down in Virginia Beach, was her attorney. And Tim is with us this morning. What happened, Tim?
Hey, John. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course, yeah.
So what happened is the same thing that happened to President Trump. The federal courts found a reason not to take the case.
Okay.
And they didn't rule on the merits. They didn't rule on the meat and potatoes of the case. They just found a way to say we can't hear it because we don't have jurisdiction. This is the same thing that happened to the president. You know, all of his legal challenges, the federal courts did the same thing. They just said we didn't have jurisdiction. You know, even the Supreme Court of the United States did this when Texas sued Michigan. In the Constitution says when states sue each other, the only place you can bring that is the United States Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And the United States Supreme Court said, we don't have jurisdiction. It's like, what is going on? But I'm not here to, you know, throw stones at the federal mm-hmm. court. But, you know, what the listeners need to know is that the court just found a reason not to hear the case, saying it didn't have jurisdiction to do it.
Now, is that legit or not? You know, one of the talking points for conservatives for two decades has been activist judges. We don't want activist judges. So, I mean, can you make the argument this we're getting what we wanted? The court's not getting involved in disputes between or internal disputes in the legislative branch?
Well, so, you know, kind of understanding Amanda's case, here's the issue. She goes to a Donald Trump rally, leaves the Donald Trump rally, and immediately following the Donald Trump rally, the Senator Bell files a censure bill against her that says that going to the Donald Trump rally was fomenting insurrection against the United States. All right.
The sitting president of the United States, by the way.
Yeah. That's right.
It's not like you're at some terrorist rally. I mean, he is the sitting president, whether you like it or not. Okay.
That's right. That's right. And so it goes through a very watered down procedural process, and then it goes to the Senate floor, and then they realize, well, probably can't censure her for this because this is something she did outside of the Senate. So then they, one day they issue a substitute censure, and they hit her with other things like publishing the official names of and addresses of senators that were producing bad bills that she disagreed with, not their home addresses. Their official address.
Oh, that's legit. Anybody could do that. How is that not legit?
And in fact, every single one of the things the judge went through and he said, that's speech, that speech, that speech, that speech. This is all stuff she did outside of the Senate. Mm-hmm. And they issued that. So the claim is that this is a violation of her First Amendment. And then the second claim is that the way that they did it was in violation of their own rules, which triggers a 14th Amendment violation of due process. And in fact, Justin Fairfax, the Democrat lieutenant governor, ruled that they were violating their own rules okay. when they censured her.
The presiding from the other party in their own in their own organization.
That's right.
So, okay. Good to know.
So we have a First Amendment violation, free speech. You know, senators don't give up their right to free speech just because they get elected.
Right.
And we have a 14th Amendment violation. They violated their own rules, which Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax ruled they did. And so if you have a First and 14th Amendment violation, where do you go to
resolve
seek
that.
Redress? Mm-hmm. You go to the federal courts, but apparently not. And in fact, when we were in oral argument, the Attorney General, the Solicitor General of Virginia, said to the judge that the only place that there was no court in the United States, state or federal, that Amanda Chase could go to for redress, the only court that she could go to was the court of public opinion. And that's where we find ourselves right now because the federal court refused to hear our case.
Wow, that seems pretty shocking.
Now that you explain it that way.
If I were talking to your legal opponents, what would they say about this?
Well, I mean,
other than great.
They would say that's what the law is. You can't sue the state unless the state gives you permission to sue them, which they haven't here. And you can't sue the senators because they have absolute immunity. So essentially, the mob of the Senate, the majority of the Senate, 21 senators, could censure anybody they want for any reason. And there's no redress to that. If you can't go to federal court because the federal court doesn't have jurisdiction, there's nowhere else to go in this process. And so according to the Solicitor General on the record, the only place you could go is the court of public opinion. It's crazy.
That is pretty remarkable. And clearly this is a gang up on Amanda Chase and try to humiliate and harm her. And look, if you want to argue against Amanda Chase, that's fine. We've had people on the air here who don't like Amanda Chase, and I am willing to give them the airtime to explain why they feel the way they do. She's an elected official. She's a grown adult. That's fair. But I got to tell you, when this was going down, I was looking at it like, first of all, there are other issues to deal with in Virginia, which are pretty pressing during COVID and an economic crisis in Virginia. And you're picking on this one senator who's unpopular from Chesterfield. So I think it's reckless to be distracted that way. And then the explanation at the time I thought was bogus. And that's for me, having spent a lot of time in and around the state legislature as a reporter and as a close observer, I just thought it was absolutely outrageous that they would do this, and kind of shocking that we're at this point. Is there anything else to do other than make it a campaign issue?
Well, I think there is other remedies that some of her other legal team is looking into that I'm not a part of. But yeah. I would just say this as kind of my closing remarks on this what's the purpose of the federal courts if we can't bring redress from the state? You know, something state officials are doing. If we can't bring redress to the federal courts. What's the point of them? Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they're there for. And you know, this is a very frustrating thing for me, not just the Anti-Chase case, but because of what they did to the president. Yeah. You know, the federal courts didn't engage. And then because they didn't engage, oh, well, there's no evidence of election fraud and, you know,
right.
fraud.
Well, right.
That's not the case. They never, yeah. they just didn't take the case.
A lack of examination doesn't mean that there wasn't a problem.
That's right. That's yeah. right. So, okay. I mean, I think ultimately the real issue is going to be, you know, we're just in a position where right now these state actors aren't going to be held accountable in federal court. And I think you're right. Ultimately, she's going to have to take this to on the campaign trail. Yeah. And I heard you say it earlier. You know, it's not a mark on her. It's a mark on the Senate.
I think it is. That's right.
Yeah. I think ultimately history will decide that.
I got one. But let me ask you this real quick. For those of you who are competing for General Assembly seats, do you have a Republican competitor, or do you have the nomination essentially for that?
I'm in a three-way primary somehow.
Okay.
Republicans can't seem to compete in all the seats in Virginia, but I find myself in a three-way
yeah.
primary
okay.
in this district. So, yeah, we have an election on June 8th, if you live, but you have to live in the 83rd district to participate in
it. Well, and there are a couple of seats in the Richmond area that are also being decided on June 8th, and I don't think we were clear, and it's my fault, it's the media's fault for not clarifying. The statewide candidates were chosen in this weird unassembled convention. But then on primary day, when Democrats are picking their nominees, Republicans will get to pick who their nominee will be to run against the Democrats in the House of Delegates. And
it's even more complicated than that, because some Republicans are being elected on June 5th by some kind of party process. And they've really
okay.
just—it's really because Jason Meares, for instance, he's you know the attorney general nominee now.
Yep.
That
yep.
seat's going to be picked on a party process nomination on June 5th. So, but you're right.
I got to spend some time on this next week. Seriously, Tim, I got to run. I really appreciate you calling in and talking to us this morning, Tim Anderson, the really remarkable attorney, one of the fighters here in Virginia for the causes we believe in down in Virginia Beach. Amanda Chase's attorney in this case. And friend of this program. I appreciate that insight.